I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations, prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Dave Portnoy adopted a dog, Miss Peaches, from, I think it's called Lifeline Animal. I love that this is the message to adopt and don't shop. I think that that's really important. He has a big following, and Miss Peaches now has a big following. I guess she's single. I don't know how old she is, but she's a pit bull, and you can adopt the most adorable, sweet dogs and not have to buy. And I will say, I do cringe a little because Biggie Smalls were adopted. Cookie before was kind of like a weird hybrid. I bought her at a store that had non-breeder dogs, like mixed breed dogs. So Biggie Smalls were dogs. I reached out to Beth Stern, Howard Stern's wife, who I just thought she worked with rescue animals, but she really specializes in cats. She has like 10 million cats in her house, and she is like the beautiful, stunning model cat lady. But I guess in this one scenario, she just had three dogs for some reason from North Shore Animal League in Long Island. And she texted me and said, it's weird that you messaged me. I happen to have three dogs right now from one litter. And she sent me the three pictures and she only had two of them left. And so she said, I'll bring them both over. And I was with Dennis at the time. And when they came over, it was Biggie and Smalls, and they were the same litter, but such a difference in size. And by the way, I think it's beautiful that Beth works with rescue animals. Let's just say that. And she and Howard decided not to have children, and these are her babies, and it's beautiful. And so she comes over, and she brings the two dogs, and Dennis, as if people haven't been buying single dogs or adopting single dogs forever, Dennis is like, how are you going to take one? You're not going to separate them? I don't know. I guess it was the whole litter and this is what they were down to. It was the only two that were left. And I'll never forget, she said that they were going to be euthanized in their mother's belly. Biggie Smalls were going to be euthanized in their mother's belly. I don't know if anyone knows this story. I've said it before, but it's been like a throwaway. I haven't like really said it. So Biggie and Smalls were going to be euthanized in their mother's belly. They are the same litter. They are twins. No one really realizes that either, even though I've said it so many times. And they are now probably like between 12 and 15 pounds difference, which is crazy to come from the same litter and to be such a big size difference. But they are obviously rescues. They are mutts that would have died if not rescued. And so I love that message about adopt, don't drop. I think it's the most important message. I think it's a great message Lisa Vanderpump has put out, Dave Portnoy, Beth Stern, myself. I think that's a great thing to talk about. Like, do not buy a fucking designer dog. Just do me a favor and just don't do that. Like, there are so many sweet babies that need to be adopted. If everybody just didn't buy a fucking designer dog that they have to put in their purse, the world would be a better place. I rescued, I think, like 7 to 10 dogs in Puerto Rico on a trip with a celebrity and her daughter. And we were supposed to be doing another mission. And she got distracted by the dogs and it ended up sort of taking over the mission, which was good, but it meant helping fewer people. It just distracted a mission one day. But these owners chained their dogs and then left Puerto Rico. And we saved a bunch of dogs. I wonder where all those pictures are. My daughter was crying. They were beautiful. That was crazy too. Oh, wait a second. I took the dogs in my arms with fleas. I paid for them to be treated by the vet. And then I found a local charity that came and got them. What a hard job that is. Do you know how hard it is to be a charity that rescues dogs? It's not like you're just picking up perfect little dogs. Like, they have sores all over them. They have fleas all over them. It's really a hard life to rescue dogs. And no one gives it the thanks it deserves. So let's do shout out to people that rescue dogs, like physically go and rescue dogs, not people like us who, you know, once a dog's been rescued and trust and they're clean and they have shots and they don't have sores anymore and they're better, that we then, you know, adopt them. I'm talking like the first step, which is to go get a dog that is flipping out and flea ridden. It's fleas and ticks and what else do they have? They have everything. It's really, and then these vets that like get these, it's just horrible. So don't buy a designer dog. How's that?
I'm Ilya Kani and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Do you think Abuelita knows best? Wilmer Valderrama here, executive producer of the podcast De My Abuelita First. And we definitely do. Join us while our host, Vico Ortiz, and our abuelita, Liliana Montenegro, play matchmaker for you loving hopefuls out there. Vico?
Yes, yes, Wilmer. We are ready for another wild ride. Listen every Thursday as Abuelita Liliana and I meet three single cuties who will vie for a date with one lucky dater. Except, to get their heart, they have to win over Abuelita first.
How PG is this?
Not at all. Totally are. Abuelita's here, so bring it.
Through speed dating rounds, hilarious games, and AI, Abuelita's intuition, one contestant might be lucky enough to become the perfect match. Let's see if Chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps.
Listen to De My Abuelita First as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I opine if it feels like it affects my life in some way. So I think in opining over Meghan Markle, I think in being in the monarchy is so prevalent that it kind of affected many people, but it didn't really personally affect my life. Let's not get that twisted. I think I opined on something like that because it just felt so macro. It just felt like, wow, can you imagine just being a normal person invited into the monarchy? And I think it felt like the way it was handled, it could have been handled differently. And I also think that there are lessons in public people's decisions and the way they handle things. And I think that there are lessons in the way Meghan Markle handled leaving the monarchy and the way she handled the media. I think there are lessons there. I really do. I could say it in an aggressive way or I could say it in a non-aggressive way. I think there are lessons there. And I think there are lessons in Taylor Swift's relationships as much as anyone else's relationships. We've all been in good relationships. We've all been in crazy relationships. We've all been in bad relationships. We've been in ones where we're obsessed, where we're infatuated. And we've been in relationships where we're the peacock and where we're not the peacock. And I think there can be a cautionary tale. And I think that I talk about certain people a lot, like George and Amal, who I don't know. From what it seems, they try to maintain a level of privacy. And I admire that, and I respect that. I think that I talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z. And she seems to not be overly thirsty. She seems to be comfortable in her own skin. I talk about that. I talk about Ben and Jen and how I think they're having an emotional glow up and how I think it's amazing that in both of their careers, they are thriving. And I also talk about the fact that there's so much public in their career and it is avoidable. It is avoidable. And sometimes when you go big with your relationship in the beginning, you end up wishing you held things back. So when I think about like a Jennifer and a Ben, I'll talk about that in contrast to a George and a Mal. It's not like I just talk about Ben and Jen because that's what's interesting. What's interesting to me is the overall topic of going big and being, you know, public about a relationship versus being private. It's just, these are just conversations. And I have talked about Meghan and Harry about the way you do something in business because there have been a lot of business decisions folded into their personal decisions, whether it's Netflix or whether it's the book or whether it's everything at once and or whether it's going quiet. And they have gone quiet, which is what I thought would be a good idea for them because I think that going quiet is important because then you can come out and go loud and be heard. Obviously, these are just my opinions, which are worth the 1 second you're listening to them for.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.